This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my gosh, crazy news in the world today. Crazy news. Glad you guys are with me. It's Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Been talking about contradictions. Been talking about liberalism. It's built on contradictions. It's built on lies, fraud, deceit. It's phony. And it's not a way to blend who you want to present to the world and who you really are. Look, I'm not saying that people don't need to carry certain things inside of themselves. That's okay. Everybody deserves a little privacy. But the secrecy, the things that you don't want people to know about you, are the things that can destroy you. You know, it's like saying, hey, how's your day? Oh, it's great. Great. Everything's going great. Every time you see it, it's okay to say, you know, I've had better days. And be okay with that. How are the kids? Oh, you know what? Everybody's doing fine. I got to tell you, though. My oldest is giving me grief right now. It's okay. I'm not saying you do it every time, because you start to sound like bad luck Schleprock. But you can at least help. Certainly friends. So how are the kids? My mom asked me the other day. She's my play mom. But she said, hey, Kevin, how are the boys? And I said, I didn't go into this. Oh, everybody's great. They're all doing great. I said, I'm still having issues with my oldest, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, that's too bad. And that was it. We went on. But it wasn't pie in the sky and nah, nah, nah. You can have issues with your kids. You don't have to agree with all their decisions. How are things going with your mate? How's things with pops? Oh, you know, he's still cranky. Yeah, I get it. We become this nation where everything's, oh, it's wonderful. College is wonderful. I'm a snowflake. They've made it so easy for me. It's not easy. Life's not easy. You know what you learn about life is how to adjust. How to adjust. I think about raising my kids and the ability to have a conversation with them so that by the time they're 12 years old, 13 years old, they have gotten, they're 25 emotionally. I've said to my youngest son many times, you cry too much. You got to stop crying. When he was younger, you got to stop crying. Everything's not a cry thing. You know, or you, everything that you do can't be like, oh my gosh, this is so tough. You know, because it's not. It's just that you're a rookie. You can learn it. The thing about your beautiful brain is you can learn anything once you get over the idea that it's got to be easy initially. It's not going to be easy initially. Drop it. Anyway, there's crazy news. This happened about a week ago, but Burger King offered free Whoppers for life for women impregnated by World Cup soccer players. There you go, feminist movement. Woohoo! Burger King bought in. Whose idea was that? What crazy concept could you possibly, on what planet would you think this is a good idea? One, condoning promiscuity. Two, separating the elitist from the... I mean, what about the regular dudes? You got to be a World Cup soccer player. You're a soccer player? Well, hey, to each his own. You know what? You're just going to have to use your toxic masculinity in the rape culture, in the paternal society of men, and figure it out for yourselves. But you World Cup soccer players, we're going to get you laid. Can you believe this? But it's not just that. They got to get pregnant. There are girls checking, you know, with their, you know, trying to figure out, am I ovulating right now? Because I want to have Ronaldo's baby. Well, look, there's some dudes that want to have Ronaldo's baby or Messi's baby. Maybe there's some other good soccer players. Only ones I know. I used to know Pelé. And I don't keep up with soccer, but I will tell you this. They're great athletes. You would not go wrong to have their genes in you. Hey, if Caitlin is looking for somebody to impregnate her, him, Bruce, Caitlin, whatever, I'd say pick one of these soccer players and get yourself some Burger King for life. What you looking at me for? Huh? I'm looking at my producer. What y'all looking at me for? Caitlin. Because I brought up Caitlin. Is that why?
What's Kate? What's Caden got to do with it? What's Caitlin got to do with it? I'm saying if Caitlin, I don't know if Bruce slash Caitlin can have a baby. Because she's what? How old is Bruce slash Caitlin? How old is Bruce? Brucelyn. How old is Kate Bruce? Bru Kate. 60? She's older than 60. Yeah. How old is Caitlin? Seriously. Let's look it up. Here's the thing. Is Caitlin still of childbearing age? Why are you looking at me crazy? Oh, because you know I've said transgender. The transgender cannot have babies and cannot father babies. In other words, or mother babies. Bruce turned Caitlin cannot mother a child no matter what age he is. And interestingly, Bruce turned Caitlin cannot go through menopause. So, Burger King, man, what are you thinking? Seriously. Burger King offering free Whoppers for life for women impregnated by World Cup soccer players. What are they going to do for, I don't know, Major League Baseball Championship winners? Oh, well, the Stephen Curry and those guys, they just finished winning the NBA Championship unceremoniously. What should they get? Should they get let's see, who would do it? What chain would do it? Long John Silver's? You know, free fish for life for a woman who would get impregnated by a professional basketball player. God, man, some crazy stuff going on. Here's what we're going to be talking about this hour. We're going to be talking about contradictions again. Mexico's next president and what he's calling for America. Rasmussen had a poll on illegals and families. It's probably going to be a bit of a shock to the left's system, to their sensibilities, because it validates what we already know. Yeah, it validates what we know, that the majority of Americans don't really care what's going on with these immigrant children, not in a bad way, not in an inhumane way, but that we've got bigger problems. As Jay-Z was saying, I have 99 problems and this ain't one. That's what we would be talking about. Anyway, we got that coming up. More on DACA. We've got Bill Kristol. And Kurt Schlichter wrote in an article that I swear is one of the funniest, best articles I've read in a long time. Maybe we'll get to that this hour as well. Man, I'm still thinking about these contradictions and the stuff that the left keep trying to persuade us to believe in. And it doesn't make sense to us. For example, David Hogg had security guards while he was in New York City. Really? Interesting. He also said something that I think you're going to find interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ah, the tolerant left, like Maxine Waters. You want to hear what she had to say?
You have members of your cabinet that have been booed out of restaurants. Who have protesters taking up at their house. Who saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're going to win this battle because while you try and post the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. On the side of the children. On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. On the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so, let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Maxine Waters is a terrorist. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. That's all she is. She's a flat-out terrorist. You know, she's condoning
leftism doing what it does, which is it will kill you. Leftism will kill you. You don't believe me. I know what you don't. You're thinking, Kevin, you're speaking in hyperbole, brother. No, I'm not. I'm not speaking in hyperbole. You remember when someone chose to push back on Steve Scalise and they shot him at a baseball game? What about Rand Paul's neighbor who chose to push back on him while he was mowing his yard and beat the living daylights out of him? What about that pushback? I can give you plenty of pushback. The pushback in schools that are getting kids killed. The pushback in black neighborhoods that are getting people killed. The pushback in almost every community where somebody who takes a hammer, a gun, a hatchet, a knife, or whatever, and pushes back on some peace-loving conservative who only wants what's best for this country. Maxine Waters is a terrorist. You guys need to sign our petition to get her declared that so she can no longer fly commercial and she's on the terror watch list. Oh, they want to make it, they want to pretend, the left, that they're tolerant, that they care. Listen to the rhetoric of Maxine Waters. She disagrees with you politically, so she says your job needs to be put at stake. You need to not be able to go into restaurants. You should not be able to go anywhere in public without being harassed. And in fact, no justice, no sleep is what she said. You know, normally it's no justice, no peace, right? No justice, no sleep. How many people on the left do you think are going to push back against Maxine Waters and say, come on, Maxine, that's too much. That's too much. And what is Maxine mad about? She wants Trump impeached. I said this earlier in the broadcast. Maxine Waters has gone from wanting Trump impeached over his the Russia scandal and the supposed lying that he's done to now she wants him impeached because she blames the situation at the border on Donald Trump. It's like that rapper that blamed Donald Trump because he said Chicago had murders and it's Trump's fault. I'm telling you, America, you need to enjoy this. You need to embrace it. Because what you're witnessing is the unraveling of the left. They don't know where to go. They're reaching for everything. It's like a person fighting in the dark. A blind man fighting in the dark. But it's like a person fighting in the dark. And the other guy's got goggles, you know, the what they call it, the goggles on, where you can see any little point of light and they can see you clearly. That night vision, they got night vision, thank you. They got night vision goggles on, and they're just punching you, pop, and you're swinging wildly, just swinging anywhere you can. That's exactly what you're watching the left do. And I find it interesting that all the things that they were going to hang their hat on to get rid of Donald Trump, it's gone, it's vapor. What were they going to get him with? They were going to get him with Stormy Daniels. They're going to get him with the Russian collusion. They're going to get him with these other bimbo eruptions. They're going to get him on immigration. Now they rekindled immigration. They said it was racism, and they keep trying racism and all of it. And Donald Trump just keeps on plowing through. And Maxine Waters now is to the point of desperation to say, look, wherever you see these people disrupt, what were they doing during the campaign? Does anybody remember? They were blaming Donald Trump, saying that Trump's people were violent. Meanwhile, we found out through WikiLeaks and other stuff that they were the violent ones. That's what we found out. They were the ones going to places and picking fights, targeting Trump supporters and running them down to beat them up. Pulling Trump supporters out of cars, beating them down. You wear a MAGA hat, a MAGA shirt, something like that. These people lost their minds. It was planned, too. That's what's so sad. It's planned. What these people are doing now is they are watching these bureaucrats come out of office, Trump's camp, cabinet, and they are targeting them wherever they go. They want them to feel unsafe. And here's what's interesting. It isn't going to work. It's not going to work. It's not like these people are going to suddenly get scared and go, oh, no, I don't want to work for Trump. Well, it's funny. If you guys recall, I did a thing where they were talking about interns for Trump. And they were talking, oh, well, you know, these interns for Trump,
they have a problem because they don't have enough blacks or Latino or minority interns. And I asked a very simple question. I said, why would you want to be an intern for Trump if you're a Democrat or if you were a lefty or minority? They tell you he's racist or he's xenophobic or he hates Latinos or he hates women. Why would you expect those kids to want to be interns for Trump? It's a very reasonable question, because if you don't anticipate those kids interviewing as interns, what do you think the makeup of his interns are going to be? So the left tells you, don't be an intern for Trump. Stay away from Donald Trump. You better not be an intern for Trump, or you'll be an Uncle Tom, or you're going to be, you know, whatever. They got all kinds of names for people. And then they go and get mad at Trump because they go, you don't have any minority interns. You don't have any interns of female interns. That's what I talk when you talk about intentionally dividing the country. That's what these guys are doing. Maxine Waters has no rational reason. She listen to her excuses. Don't get yourself twisted on this stuff, but go listen to Maxine Waters give you the litany of reasons why she says Trump shouldn't be president, and then apply it to Barack Obama and watch what happens. Whatever Maxine Waters says, here's the real irony of it, hypocrisy as well. Whatever Maxine Waters says of Donald Trump, it's far worse when you apply to Barack Obama. Yeah, it's far worse. So that's the irony of leftism. That's why I said they wake up every morning these days and they don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave. Their world is crumbling around them as their world is actually doing better, ironically.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Our economy is booming, confidence is soaring, and there has never been a better time to be young and to be American. Never been a better time. The opportunity now.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House speaking to millennials. Now today it was announced that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's 81 years old, announced that he will retire, meaning President Trump will have another pick for the Supreme Court. Moments ago, Senator Mitch McConnell addressed the retirement.
Judicial decisions must not flow from judges' personal philosophies or preferences, but from an honest assessment of the words and actual meaning of the law.
Today, the House of Representatives voted against an immigration bill. The vote was 121 to 301, with all Democrats voting no, and dozens of Republicans as well who feared the bill would provide a path to citizenship for Dreamers. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
This kid, David Hogg, he's a piece of work. He really is. He's a dangerous kid because he's a seeker of publicity and willing to do it at any cost. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And he said something recently. He did an interview. He and a girl, and they're still trying to keep this school shooting thing going. And the media, the left-leaning media, to their credit, they will try to make a hero out of somebody. And David Hogg is the guy. No telling how much money this kid is making. He had bodyguards in New York City. You know, I've never had a bodyguard. I don't even know what they cost. What do you think it would cost? He's walking around with two bodyguards, armed bodyguards, a guy who's anti-gun, feels like he can't say what he says in public and then go out in public and defend what he says. What's he think? People with guns are going to shoot him? Do you know what's the irony of this? The person who's going to do David Hogg the most harm is somebody that he would defend. It's the guy who would get the illegal gun. It's the guy. Now, he'd say, I'm not defending him. Yeah, you are. He's defending him. Because legal gun owners want, you know, we're very clear. We don't want to hurt you. We have our guns legally. They're registered. We know when and how to use them. It's going to be used in protect mode only. That's it. The guy who's going to kill David Hogg that he's afraid of is a leftist who would get a gun illegally regardless of the laws. That's who would do it. But David Hogg, he wants to protect them, and he wants to protect the lie that guns don't protect people. But what does he do? He completely contradicts himself. And by contradicting himself, he does so by having armed guards. Ayn Rand said, to arrive at a contradiction is to confess an error in one's thinking. To maintain a contradiction is to abdicate one's mind and to evict oneself from the realm of reality. That is exactly what the left does every single day in multiple ways, not just gun control, in illegal immigration, in tax reform, in prison sentencing, criminal justice reform, all of it. They are nothing but walking, talking contradictions in feminism and the women's movement. Contradictions. The thing they tell you is good, you can be guaranteed is bad. The thing they tell you is bad, you can almost be guaranteed it's good. And what's funny about it is they don't even have any problem when you run tape back on them and say, but you know, 3 years ago you said this. Under Obama, what changed? Well, nothing really has changed except President Trump has. Oh, I get it. Say no more. Nothing really has changed except President Trump. That's it. I got it. Contradictions. Hunter S. Thompson said, with the possible exception of things like box scores, race results, and stock market tabulations, there's no such thing as objective journalism. The phrase itself is a pompous contradiction in terms. And these are the people who promote to us the concept that David Hogg is out there doing good, that his little Latino cohort, she's out there doing good. The very girl who made the comment back when we were talking about this school shooting, that we are the reason this guy went off the deep end. This Latino-sounding Russian dude that killed everybody, Nicholas Cruz. Anyway, he says, we bullied him. They had a full record. The system knew exactly what they were dealing with this kid, and they knew it and did nothing, said nothing. It's amazing to me. Nothing but contradictions, folks. And here, I want to play this clip of what David Hogg says. If any kid on the right had said something similar to this, certainly said this, their career would be ended. Here's the clip.
David, just expand on that a little bit for us here, because you also acknowledge the fact that you come from a pretty privileged school in terms of what you're learning and how you're learning and even what you're seeing in the parents and the families around you. What did it do specifically to wake you up in a way that has lasted?
I think the education that my high school as a public high school and a privileged community was able to give me is what's enabled me to be able, and all of us to be able to speak out like we have been. Because of my experience in speech and debate and TV production, that's part of the reason why we've been able to speak out so eloquently and fight for so long, is because we've studied movements in the U.S. history. We've talked about how to debate people and public speaking and speech and debate and how the news cycle works in TV production. It's a culmination of all these things that enabled us to make sure that our friends weren't forgotten, that we're still able to speak out against this more than 4 months later.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you reach us, or 844-551-8255. David Hogg. As I said, Ayn Rand said, to arrive at a contradiction is to confess an error in one's thinking. To maintain it is to abdicate one's mind and evict oneself from the realm of reality. This guy has evicted himself from the realm of reality. He, in New York City, had security, armed security with him, while he's preaching that we shouldn't have guns in society. Now, what did he claim? Why did he say what did he say was his claim to fame? He showcased his abject racism. Oh, he tried to disguise it as white privilege, but it didn't fool me. I don't know if you guys caught it, but it didn't fool me. See, I know when a person believes himself to be above you. White privilege. Educated in a privileged community. Oh, so I can't get that same education in my community, David? Is it the privileged community that makes people smart? Is it the money? Is it the idea that, oh, this is a gated community, or what? So what you're telling me is the education system is against blacks, right? So blacks, by definition, because they don't, how many blacks are in his neighborhood, do you think, in that privileged community? I'd say not very many. So if there aren't very many, David is saying if you're not educated in his community, then you're stupid. Now, he's not going to tell it to you that way, but that's what he's saying. And he believes he's a good debater. And let me tell you why David Hogg is a good debater. Because he stays on CNN and MSNBC. David Hogg's not a good debater if he's got to debate you in the court of public opinion, or if he's got to debate you at Liberty University, or if he's got to debate you on Fox News. How many times have you seen David Hogg on Fox News with somebody else in the window debating him? I haven't seen it. Seen him on CNN, and I've seen him on MSNBC, but I've never seen him on Fox. That's not to say that he hasn't been, because I'm not watching it five, you know, every day of the week. But I can tell you, I've never seen him. But what's interesting is, he says he's got experience, because of his privileged upbringing, he's got experience in speech and debate. So what David Hogg has racially pointed out is that in his school, in the good neighborhoods, where he gets a good education, he gets experience that's going to be superseded, that will supersede anything that these black people have over at our schools. You get what I'm saying?
His privilege has put him in a class all on his own, to himself. And now keep in mind, his school got shot up. Okay? His school got shot up, and they admitted to bullying the kid that got shot up. But David wants you to believe his school is privileged. He's privileged to be there, even though it is a public school. He's privileged. Then he goes on to say, outside of his experience in speech and debate, he's also studied movements. Yeah, he understands what it takes to make a movement. Because, you know, forget the blacks in the 1960s who were talking about the civil rights movement, something that has withstood the test of time since the mid-1800s, the civil rights of Americans and the civil rights of blacks, a country who has done nothing except showcase the civil rights of other people. That would be the United States. I'm talking about LGBT, Muslims, you name it. We've showcased that. And David Hogg wants you to believe that he studied the movements, and he knows how to keep himself from just being a 15-minute, you know, flash in the pan, or 15-second flash, what a flash in the pan. Because there's a flash in the pan, there's 15 seconds of fame versus 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Then finally, he says he's a good public speaker. Because remember, he grew up in a privileged community. He's experienced in speech and debate, studied movements, and that has given him the ability to speak eloquently to people. He understands how to get them to listen to him and pay attention and so on and so forth. So he will single-handedly bring the Second Amendment to its knees. I mean, that's what I think, right? It's going to be David Hogg that does it. Oh, and then the final point he made, he's familiar with the news cycle, how it works. How do you glom onto it the next time there's a school shooting? You say something about it. You don't admit that you might be wrong, that there is a contradiction when you have armed security with you as you go out and other people don't. No, don't admit that wrong, because that would be a contradiction that you wouldn't want to have to face. That would mean that there's a part in your brain that isn't, correlating reality. And so you'd have to admit that you're wrong. And David Hogg doesn't want to do that, because he grew up in a privileged community at a great school.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland is joining us. He's a key member of the Foreign Relations Committee. So, Senator, what do you know about how this reunification process right now is actually working?
Well, we know very little because the administration has not made the facts available. What we do know is that the president created this crisis by this just cruel policy of calling a parent who's trying to protect the life of his child a criminal at our border, creating unaccompanied children who are taken away from their parents. We don't know how many are still being separated and where they are and where their parents are. That information has not been made available, and we need to get that information and get the reunification as quickly as possible and stop this cruel policy.
So what does the president's executive order that he signed a couple of days ago really do?
It does one thing. It says that when they come to the border, they'll be kept together, the parent and the child, for up to 20 days. But they're still going to be treated as a criminal, and therefore it is still very likely the child will be taken away from the parent and create an unaccompanied child here in America. That's not what should be done. The parent should not be treated as a criminal. The prosecutor should have discretion as to whether this case warrants criminal prosecution or not.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was, who was that? That was Ben Cardin being interviewed by Wolf Blitzer. And he's trying to tell us, oh, it's Trump's fault. These people brought their kids here and now they're separated. But Rasmussen, they differ. What's the Rasmussen poll? Do we have that? Let's see what they say here. Let me pull this up. So Rasmussen says most voters blame the parents of separated children at the border for the latest illegal immigration crisis, not the federal government. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, because I'm thinking, whoa, all this brouhaha over Donald Trump was working. People really believe, oh, Donald Trump caused this crisis, because, yeah, we know there's never been a border crisis until Donald Trump came along. No, not at all. Yeah. Not working. When families are arrested and separated after attempting to enter the United States illegally, 54% of likely U.S. voters said the parents are more to blame for breaking the law. So latest Rasmussen poll, national telephone, and online survey finds that only 35% believe the Fed is more to blame for enforcing the law. 11% are not sure. So just to put that in perspective, 65% of the people or either say that they agree that the United States should be doing what it's doing because it's not our fault that these people are there. So 11% unsure, 54% likely, and only 35% who believe it. So even if you gave them the other 35%, it would be 40, the other 11%, it would be 46 to 54. But it's not 46 to 54. And let me tell you what's going to happen. This poll is only going to get better and better. Unlike what the Democrats had normally done in the past, they've been able to influence public opinion by continuing to, look at these kids are crying, they're doing this. And then there's us pushing back going, no, they were crying in the time of Obama. No, Obama brought them over. No, it's been going on far enough. No, you shouldn't be able to have a baby, drop it in the United States and then proclaim it's a citizen and then try to bring the parents in and talk about, oh my gosh, and don't try to pretend that there aren't people sneaking in other people because of this law. Oh, and don't try to pretend that we don't have drug traffickers and gangs like MS-13 and others that are coming in. So don't try to do any of that. People aren't falling for it. You can see the survey question wording by Rasmussen. Here's the thing about polls. It doesn't matter what the poll says. It's always, whatever the plus or minus margin of error is, you can be guaranteed the plus or minus margin of error is positive on the side of us. On the side of Americans, the conservative Americans. You can be guaranteed. Anyway, let's play the clip of the illegals, the victims of illegals speaking out. How telling was that if you got a chance to see that press conference?
Thank you. My name is Mary Ann Mendoza, and my son, Sergeant Brandon Mendoza, was killed on May 12, 2014, on his way home from work by a 3-time legal limit drunk who was also high on meth. He drove over 35 miles the wrong way on 4 different freeways in Phoenix before slamming head on into my son's car. as you know, they could fill this stage up every day for the next 5 months of victims of illegal alien crime, and it would just keep going. Unfortunately, we are members of a club of our children or loved ones who've been killed by illegal aliens, but there's hundreds of thousands of victims every year who are affected by illegal alien crime, rape, assault, identity theft. These are things that go unreported, unchecked. You know, if the public would go to illegalaliencrimereport.com and see the magnitude of crimes being committed against your fellow Americans by illegal aliens allowed to stay in this country, you will be sickened, because the mainstream media does not let you know what's really happening. And we are here, the members of AVIAC are here to educate the public as what's happening. And if anybody's been a victim of illegal alien crime, contact us, because we have close connections with Barbara Gonzalez at ICE, John Fury. We have connections at the Department of Homeland Security, that we are trying to get people the help that they need and sent in the right direction. President Trump, Vice President Pence, you've just been there for us, and there are no words to describe what your support and your caring has meant to each and every one of us. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Wow. Go to that website. Go look at I always wondered, do they track illegal alien crime? Because it's much more than the left wants you to believe. But go to the website. These are real victims, folks. Real people. Now, the left will tell us, oh no, they're all good people, and you know, or they'll even admit, well, look, we know there are a few bad apples. Let me tell you something. When has the left, when they've wanted something for themselves, and not said something like, if the just saves one life, opioids, whatever. If it just saves one life, if plugging up our borders stopped the amount of crime that we have, wouldn't we be happy about that? Look at the statistics of illegals in our prison system, and then tell me how that correlates with the, you know, with the population of at large in terms of illegal activity. There's no question here. I think it's funny, quite honestly, that we entertain this. There should be. If I were a bureaucrat and you brought up illegals to me, I would say, so what you want me to believe is that these people don't want to get in our legal, you want me to put precedence over the people that have gotten in our legal immigration system and over the ones that are illegal. So that would be like telling me, I want to give the guy who stole your car preferential treatment over you, who actually went out and worked and earned the car. Is that what you want me to believe? Do you want me to believe that the United States does not have a legal system? Let me ask you, do we have a legal immigration system or not? Yeah, but it's too slow. Sorry. That's what we should be working on changing. Don't tell me I have to honor what's going on with another system. In other words, if the market doesn't work, I'll try the black market. If I can't start a legitimate business and pay my taxes, I'll just do this underground market, and the government will be okay with that, right? Because that's how government works. Government doesn't care that, you know, that you do something off the books. What are you talking about? There's no, why are we arguing about illegal immigration? Get in our legal system. Donald Trump should say, look, I'm not even going to have this dang discussion with you leftist morons. We have a legal system. We are not honoring anybody outside of the legal system. You want to talk to me about our legal system? We can. Now, what's happened with the people who've broken the system? I'll address that. I'll address the people who are in the system presently, and I'll address the people who are in our right now in America and trying to figure out what they need to do. I'll address those, but I will not address anybody post, you know, from the time that I started addressing this issue. You're all going back, no question about it. And many of you who are here, let me just warn you, be prepared to go home, because you're going home. And that's why I think this tweet that Trump did recently, where he said, look, I'm not even going to negotiate this. You're here illegally. You've broken our laws and you're going home. And that's that. Since when have you heard anybody take a truly, I'm talking, this isn't a hard stance. That's like saying, oh, well, some shoplifting is okay. Some shoplifting is not that bad. Really? What shoplifting? What part of theft do you not want, do you want to not teach the lesson on? Oh, is it because he's under 5? Or is it because he's under 50? Is it because he's under 25? Is it because he needed it for his aunt and uncle, or was his kids or whatever? There is no reason for theft.
period. And that's what we should be teaching. No other questions. And the same thing's true of illegal immigration. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. We don't equivocate.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.